You're listening to SBS News.
Brazil's Health Minister Marcelo Queiroga has faced grueling questioning from politicians amid accusations he failed in his duties to protect citizens from the pandemic. The ongoing hearings are aimed at exposing President Jair Bolsonaro's handling of the pandemic, which has killed more than 470,000 Brazilians since last year and could lead to impeachment charges against the president. In one exchange, Mr. Queiroga denied it was up to him to intervene in President Bolsonaro's assertions about mask wearing and social distancing. But opposition politician Senator Tasso Gereissati told Mr. Queiroga that he had failed in his duties as health minister.
It's up to you, for God's sake. Or are you not the Minister of Health? If someone's causing crowds that lead to an increase in COVID-19 cases and an increase in deaths, and you say you have nothing to do with it, then you're not a Minister of Health.
And testing of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine is now underway in children aged 5 through 11. It's taking place in 26 states across the US, as well as Finland, Poland, and Spain, where the tests are occurring or planned. Julia Garcia-Diaz from the Ochsner Medical Center in New Orleans says she doesn't expect the children to suffer any side effects, and any adverse reactions are being studied.
Pain, fatigue, headache, side effects, they are going to tell us. So they have diaries in which they, in conjunction with their parent, will enter the information and let us know how they feel and what's going on. And essentially it's about them letting us know how they, you know, that's how they come up with all those numbers. They'll tell you 2% of headaches or 2% of whatever that percent is. That is generated from the information obtained from what's entered from the patients that enter in the trial.
The United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations and deaths continue to drop in the US, with this week's 7-day average of cases registering at less than 13,300. It's the first time it has dropped below 15,000 since March 2020. The CDC says the 7-day average of new hospitalizations is just over 2,200 per day, and yesterday the US registered 379 deaths due to COVID-19. The center's director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, says many older Americans are now fully immunized.
As of today, we have administered over 300 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine. More than 85% of adults over age 65 have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, and 75% are fully vaccinated and protected. Still, we have a lot more work to do, especially in younger age groups.
Meanwhile, the US infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says the COVID-19 Delta variant, first identified in India, has become the dominant strain in the United Kingdom, amounting to approximately 60% of new cases there. Dr. Fauci says the Delta variant has been reported in some 60 countries and may be associated with increased disease severity compared to the Alpha variant. He says although a single dose of the vaccine has shown less effectiveness against the Delta variant, two doses of the Pfizer and AstraZeneca vaccines have shown greater effectiveness against it.
To get vaccinated, particularly if you've had your first dose, make sure you get that second dose. And for those who have been not vaccinated yet, please get vaccinated.
And Nepal has resumed its stalled vaccination campaign with 1 million doses provided by China. Nepal's vaccination campaign began in January but was stalled when neighbouring India suffered a coronavirus surge and banned exports of the AstraZeneca vaccines it produces. Nepal had received 1 million AstraZeneca doses donated by India and paid for 2 million more, but left 1.4 million people over the age of 65 who received an initial dose of AstraZeneca vaccine still uncertain as to whether they will receive their second. This man was one of those lining up to get his first shot.
I am really happy and relieved that I got the first dose of the vaccine, but I will be fully secure once I get the second one. Now I can go to places that I have not been able to go to and move around freely. I really want to thank the government.
And China has asked the United States to stop hitting out against it over the origins of the coronavirus. The statement came after US Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that China had not provided transparency and the US would hold it accountable. Wang Wenbin, the spokesman for China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, reaffirmed China had been cooperating with international experts, stating a report by the World Health Organization in March had provided clear information about the source of the virus. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.